And now 14 minutes past 7 o'clock here on the early edition on CBC Radio 1, 690 on your AM dial and 88.1 on your FM band here in Metro Vancouver. Many say it's the best way to make change from the inside out. Or is it? It's a debate the environmental movement is having right now after Greenpeace International made a controversial decision to hire Sipora Berman as its energy and climate campaign director. McDonald Stainsby is an anti-tar sands activist with the website SaveGreenpeace.org. Now, we invited Greenpeace to take part in this conversation this morning. They declined, but McDonald is here. And good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
So how do you feel about the direction Greenpeace International is heading?
Yeah, and it's important to make that distinction. But what's going on when one looks at Greenpeace International now should be really compared to what started here some 40 years ago in Vancouver by looking at just the images that one would get if they were to close their eyes and imagine some of the old protests and some of the basic methods that they've used through nonviolent direct action to actually confront right at the very point of where the actual environmental destruction is happening, the corporations and governments that are responsible. You look at what's going on today, Greenpeace continues to do that, but this particular woman has a track record of doing very, very different things in the background, working behind closed doors without permission from other environmental groups, let alone the public at large, to take deals that often end up being far less than what the population or the public wants.
Deals with whom?
Well, with the corporations and governments on a collaborative model. This is an idea where you have corporations at an equal table, and therefore they're considered a partner as opposed to an opponent when it comes down to what's actually taking place in the environment.
Some would say, though, the best way to get things done is to have both people working together as opposed against each other.
Certainly, but what we need to do is look at what kind of things we're dealing with the climate crisis, whether or not the corporations that are involved in major oil production or coal production and so forth actually would be a partner when they actually need to be phased out or shut down. We don't have a situation like that currently existent. What we have is a situation where these kind of collaborative models have continued to silence the voice of people who work inside the environmental organizations at the community level and so forth. The inside-outside strategy is one that is often debated within the environmental movement, but Greenpeace is known at being a confronter and not a collaborator.
Do you have some specific reasons you think Sipora Berman is a bad choice for the Energy and Climate Campaign Director?
Well, certainly based on the track record of the last 10 years, one could look at what she's done as the Executive Director of Power Up in the last couple of years. I'm from BC. I grew up in Vancouver, and my BC includes rivers. Some 600 rivers are currently slated to be diverted into small dams, which are really not that small, on the premise that producing green energy will allow for, over time, the phase out of fossil fuel energy. This has not actually shown to be the case, as last year Ms. Berman actually gave an award to Gordon Campbell at the Copenhagen talks while hundreds of thousands of people were in the streets being tear gassed and arrested by police. She was on the other side of that picket line inside handing an award over based on the carbon tax, which we've heard in the last couple of days is actually running a deficit. So the very thing that we were supposed to be lauding has actually failed already.
Do you have other specifics on her positions on recent hot environmental topics?
Well, right now she's going to have to try to figure out what her positions on these things are, because the traditional line of Greenpeace International will be in conflict with what she has been presenting over the last few years. If one were to go back to her career 10 years ago, certainly there would be a lot of things that line up with Greenpeace International. But currently she has been pushing for things like carbon offset schemes, carbon trade, cap and trade, and things of this sort, working with the Power Up bunch. And that is not part of the mandate of Greenpeace. So what is her role?
So you think she's a bit of an insider then with corporations?
Definitely. You could call her a Trojan horse. She's based on disaster capitalism, the Naomi Klein thesis. The idea being that everything is so bad that what we need to do is just hand all power over to the corporations to solve the problem for us.
But McDonald, you call her an insider, yet she was called an enemy of the state when Glenn Clark was a premier. I mean, you don't get much more outside than that, do you?
Absolutely. But one can look through a lot of careers to see where things have changed. Sipora Berman's record back during the days of the Clackwood Sound protests, where Clark referred to Greenpeace as the enemies of BC, is actually one of her only really shining moments. But that was very, very short term. In the time since then, she has moved further and further away from grassroots people. And actually, you can find a veritable hotbed of people, even within Greenpeace today, in Greenpeace Canada, who are furious that Greenpeace Canada was not consulted by Greenpeace International on this hire. They're going on a reputation in Greenpeace International that is 15 years old and has nothing to do with her current politics.
So what are you doing about this?
Well, we're trying to get people to save Greenpeace.org. And the idea behind that is that people, whether they're supporters, whether they're members of the public at large, whether they're people who volunteer or fund Greenpeace through donations, to basically let them know that this is too far, that we already have a World Wildlife Fund, we already have organizations like Power Up, and Greenpeace is a confrontational group that has a very solid reputation for doing those things, and they need to make sure that they honor their long-standing reputation because it's pretty much being put up at risk.
Have you heard from any other Greenpeace members on this?
Well, nobody that I'm going to name because their jobs are specifically at threat, but the overwhelming bulk of people, basically they go from lukewarm angry to very, very angry, and are, as I say, very angry at Greenpeace International for not consulting with them.
McDonald, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for coming in. McDonald Stainsby, a climate change activist originally from Vancouver, now lives in Alberta working on Oil Sands Truth. Now, Greenpeace rejected our request for an interview with support.